Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second episode of the Listen to Us at All podcast, the podcast where you can either listen to us talk about what's going on in the world of entertainment or just ignore everything we have to say. As always, this is your host, Nathan, and with me this week is my good friend, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
This is most definitely our first attempt of recording.
Definitely.
This is not a redo of any sorts.
This is true.
We did not record for 20 minutes and then stop.
I don't know what you're talking about, Nathan.
This never happened. So let's get started on our first try. So if you were brave enough last week to sit through our first episode, I commend you and thank you for everybody that tuned in and listened and gave me your feedback. It was really appreciated. I took all of your comments and suggestions and threw them in the trash because I do everything my way. I'm kidding.
It's called Listen to Us or Don't.
All right, Ryan, so let's get started with the show.
Listen or don't. It doesn't matter to us. Either way, we're gonna make this podcast, so let's discuss.
Alright, so let's discuss the news. Okay, so the first piece of movie news is that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is wrapped filming. Yay! Super great. Yeah, pretty cool. I'm very excited. It just means that this movie's even closer to happening,
yes.
Which I'm so excited about because I love the first. The first one, up until Captain America Civil War, was my favorite comic book movie of all time. I love Guardians
humor,
of the Galaxy.
Action, an Infinity Stone.
Just the
everything.
Humor was so good. The characters are so good. The soundtrack is so good. It's all so good. I mean, Bradley Cooper as Rocket Raccoon, perfect.
Chris Pratt was great.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to see where they go with this one. One of my favorite parts about Guardians of the Galaxy, at least the first one, was that it was obviously connected with the Marvel Universe, but it didn't rely on that. It was its own story, which is what I like. I like that it's just, it's a movie that happens to take place in the same universe and happens to share two characters. Well, Thanos and his guy that got killed.
Well, that's why I think in the second one they're probably going to change that a little bit. They might bring him to Earth eventually or try to connect them in with the rest of the universe.
Right. Well, James Gunn has said that they're not going to Earth at all in the second one. I'm pretty sure he said that.
Okay.
And that the only human character was actually Chris Pratt in the movie, which is actually really cool.
So the Collector's not in it, or is he not considered human?
He's not human.
Okay.
And he's also not in it.
Okay.
Neither is Thanos,
which
I'm interested about. I think they also said there was no Infinity Stones in this one, but I could be
although
wrong.
Chris Pratt, well, okay, Star-Lord's dad is a half-human or partially.
Well, we'll see, because this movie is going to have him in it. I mean, doesn't everybody kind of know he's being played by Kurt Russell?
I think so.
Because he got confirmed to be in the movie, and we were like, okay, so obviously he's playing his dad. They haven't confirmed it, but let's be honest, yes. Alright, so that wraps up Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So on to the next piece of news, which is a very interesting piece of news. And that would be Transformers 5 story details. So Transformers 5. Here we go. If you thought the plot for these films couldn't get any dumber, you'd be wrong.
You were wrong.
You were dead wrong, because I could not make this up if I tried. Here is the story, Transformers 5.
Potentially.
Yeah, disclaimer, maybe some spoilers. But if you care, okay.
If you care, you should stop caring.
Yeah, pretty much. So, apparently, it's going to be around Optimus Prime going to Cybertron and finding out that he's the reason the planet died, and that the only way he can bring it back to life is with something from Merlin. And yes, I mean Merlin, Excalibur, King Arthur Merlin. And that the movie is going to
That's so bogus.
This would kind of make sense with the title, The Last Knight. But, man, stupid. I literally have rewritten down here, stupid, next to the end of the notes.
Well, it brings the franchise to, like, a new low, which is really saying something.
So, this is really dumb, if this is true. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah.
Like, the Megatron's coming back, which is the, what, third time he's come back to life?
I mean, he sort of came back to life at the fourth one.
Yeah, so the third one. He wasn't really Megatron, though. He's Galvatron, but it's the same person.
I don't know, yeah.
Stupid. So stupid. I mean, this movie's, man.
Like, movies. I wanna be excited for this, but I just...
I used to be such an avid fan
of...
Because I genuinely love the first one. I know that there are bad parts, but overall, it's a fun summer action movie.
Nathan, how many times have you seen the second movie in theaters? Could you please
enlighten
me?
It? Okay, so I'm going to reveal something that is very saddening. I was 13.
It doesn't matter.
I was 13 years old when the second one came out, so do not judge me too harshly, please.
Judge him.
Okay, so I saw the second movie 7 times. Now, hear me out. A movie with really nice cars, big explosions, and robots punching each other, and Megan Fox, that's perfect for a 13-year-old boy that doesn't have a brain, which apparently I didn't. Man, that movie sucks.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I saw that 7 times. The only other movie that I've seen that many times is Star Wars Force Awakens. And I didn't see it more times. I saw it exactly 7. I was okay. I can't see it another time. It's just so expensive to go to the movies. Like, holy crap. I mean, I do it a lot, but 7 times. That's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
Even though one of those times was with my family. But anyway. So, yeah. This Transformers 5 stuff is stupid.
It's sad.
So, next piece of news. Donald Glover joins Spider-Man Homecoming. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see who he's playing. The rumor is that maybe he'll be playing an older Miles Morales.
I mean, I can't think of what else he would do. Like, that was my first thought.
I'm telling you. I hope that he's like the Jackal or Mysterio. That'd be cool.
I don't know about Mysterio.
I can see it. Or maybe like just a professor of like Peter or something.
I don't know. I could see that.
It'd be cool. He's playing Venom. But anyway, so yeah, he was really good in the show Community. Have you ever seen that show?
I don't think I have. No,
it's really funny.
Okay.
He's especially funny in that show, which means now there's 2 people from that show in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Actually, maybe 3. I don't know. There's quite a few. So I'm really excited about that. The cast for that movie is really good. I'm super excited for Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh yeah, just in general, it's gonna be awesome.
And really, a lot of it's just because of Tom Holland, because he was so good as Peter Parker in Civil War. And straight up, if you didn't like him in Civil War,
what's wrong with you?
Kind of don't like the character Spider-Man, at least in my opinion, because he basically perfectly embodied who Spider-Man and Peter Parker are.
Well, just the way they organically, like, put him into the universe and how he interacted with all the different characters. It's great.
Even though I do wonder, how did Tony Stark know where to find him? But you just have to say technology. It's kind of like smart. The Flash. You just say Speed Force.
Yeah.
Just don't even question it. Just technology. Move forward. Okay, whatever. So yeah, that's that piece of news. The next is that Steven Spielberg has come out and said that Indiana Jones will not die in Indiana Jones 5. And he's come out and said this because, spoilers, even though...
Do we really need to say that?
Yeah, I mean, most of you probably know this. Han Solo dies in Star Wars Episode 7.
No.
Man, I can't believe that I just ruined that for everyone.
Tears.
Yeah, so he's come out and said that he won't because people are worried, oh, he's going to kill Harrison Ford in that movie too. No, don't worry. They're not just going around killing all of Harrison Ford's characters. People might have been worried that in the movie Shia LaBeouf would come up to him and stab him. Yeah, so are you excited for Indiana Jones 5, Ryan?
I'm extremely excited. I really loved the first 3. I didn't care for the 4th one, but sure. I'm really excited for the 5th.
What was your favorite part of the first one?
No, the first one, probably the beginning is my favorite part.
What happened at the beginning, Ryan?
Like, you know, all the stuff.
Yeah.
Like when he's running from the boulder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened before that?
He was running to the boulder.
I see through your thread of lies. This man hasn't seen Indiana Jones. He hasn't seen it, people. Your thread of lies has been split open, Ryan.
It's true, it's true.
Yeah, you also haven't seen Back to the Future.
We don't need to do this right now, Nathan.
You haven't seen, what, Jaws?
We don't need to do... I've seen Jaws.
Okay, you've seen Jaws. So at least there's that. You haven't seen... What is it? There is another one. Die Hard. You haven't seen Die Hard.
Okay, other than the first one, that franchise is kind of sad anyway. From
what
I've heard.
2 and 3 and 4? Okay, 3 especially. 3 is arguably as good as the first one.
Okay.
2 is okay. I actually
like
4.
But then 5 happened.
5 is not even a Die Hard movie. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, it didn't even happen. Just like Indiana Jones 4. But anyway, so there's that. Now you people know the truth. You know the truth.
I guess this is revenge for Transformers.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, that's all the movie news for this week. So, next piece of news overall is video game news. So, E3 just happened.
Yep.
So, I'm not going to cover everything that happened because that would take a while.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to kind of give a broad impression of what I thought of E3. And I have it written down here. EA was aight. Bethesda was okay. Ubisoft was kind of boring. Microsoft was pretty good. Sony was amazing. Boom. There's Nathan's review of E3.
I didn't even know that Ubisoft and Bethesda were there.
That should tell
you. Like, it doesn't surprise me, but I didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't really reveal much. So yeah, there's a couple specific games I do want to highlight that they showed off or announced. I'll start off the bat with probably my second favorite reveal, and my first one's a little biased. The second one is God of War. They started, Sony conference started off with God of War, complete new game in a new setting.
So it's a reboot, sort of?
No, it's a sequel.
Okay.
No, it's an older Kratos. Like, it's not like, oh, they're putting Kratos into another timeline and it takes place, you know, the other timeline didn't happen. No, the other stuff happened and this takes place after. Like, in the trailer, you see, like, the scar on his stomach from the other games and he has a scar on his eye and he's older and he has a son now and blah, blah, blah.
Insert obvious edit here.
Yeah, like, game takes place in Norse mythology now. There's, like, a dragon that shows up at the end of the trailer.
Ooh.
All different types of stuff. Yeah, it looks really cool. What's interesting to me is that it's not just a hack and slash. It's more of a third person type of thing, which is kind of cool because that's a very different take on the series.
Okay.
From what it has been.
Maybe some Valhalla, some Thor.
Well, there is actually a monster that specifically mentions Valhalla. It says something, blah, 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 Valhalla.
Okay.
Which is cool. The Blades of Chaos aren't back, which, if you don't know, those,
yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's his classic chain. He had, like, you know how he always had the chains on his arms, and he had, like, the two swords.
Okay. Chains of Olympus.
Yeah, something like that. So those aren't back. I think God of War looks really cool. They haven't even given us a release date. The title for just now is God of War. I'd be interested to see if they actually add anything, or if it just be God of War. Because it feels like a lot of things have that trend of being, like, when the new Rambo came out, it was Rambo. Or the newest Rocky was Rocky.
That's kind of how I felt about Battlefield 1.
Oh, right.
Where it's like,
Battlefield 1 is a winner. I guess because it's World War 1, but
yeah.
No. All right, so the next game is Resident Evil 7. And this kind of came out of nowhere, at least for me. I didn't know that it was even coming out, to be honest with you. It's a first-person horror game. I mean, it's a horror game like the other ones.
Yeah.
There is a demo out. I have not played it yet.
Because you're too scared.
I am a little too chicken, to be honest with you. With horror games, I have trouble doing it myself. I have to do it with other people.
Well, then do it with other people.
Man, hey, I don't have friends. What do you want from me?
Okay, hey. I guess I don't count.
Well, fair enough. You want to stay and play the game with me?
Nope.
Oh, okay, fine then. So yeah, that looked pretty cool. They didn't really give us much else besides the fact that it will be fully supported by VR, which is going to be terrifying.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And it comes out in January. January 24th, I think. I could be wrong. So yeah, that's Resident Evil. Another game that they sort of showed off more. The big news is the release date is The Last Guardian. And The Last Guardian is kind of the spiritual successor, as you put earlier.
To Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, it's a Shadow of the Colossus.
Same developer.
Yeah, they announced it at E3 2009 or 2008.
Jeez.
And for the longest time, we didn't know if it was canceled or what. And then finally, they come out last year and they say, yeah, the game is in development. It's being made for PS4. It's going to be released. And then
exclusive
this year,
to PS4?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then this year, they came out and said it's coming out in October. So it's really cool. We finally have a release
date.
It's
not that far away either.
No, it's not. That actually happens. I've noticed that a lot at E3s is when they announce release dates, a lot of times it's the same year, which I'm okay
which
with.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I agree. So have you seen the trailer for Last Guardian? Or like any of the stuff for it?
No. Like, I know what Shadow of the Colossus is. Like, I'm familiar with that,
so,
but
basically, it's this little boy, or girl, I mean, I don't know, I think it's a little boy.
Person.
Yeah, it's a person. A little person. And this giant, the Last Guardian, per se, it's like a giant, winged, feathered, dog, beast thing. I don't know how to explain
it. Okay, like,
It's weird. But yeah, it's cool that we finally have a release date. So another cool game that they showed off, kind of, was Dead Rising 4, and I say kind of because they did that thing where it'd be in on the camera, showing off gameplay, and then it would zoom out to show stuff in the audience, like showing us fake snow. It's like, I don't care about that, just show me the gameplay trailer.
If it were real snow, I'd be on board, but...
Yeah, but, well, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? They, kept snow in storage for...
All this time, just for the release.
Yeah, for 5 months, or 6 months, however long. Yeah, it's pretty cool that got announced. Dead Rising, I don't know if it's an exclusive. I believe it's a timed exclusive for Xbox and PC. It'll come out on PS4 eventually. Kind of like Rise of the Tomb Raider, which still isn't out on PS4, which makes me very sad. I mean, Frank West is back. He's the protagonist from the original Dead Rising. It's pretty cool. So then the next game that they showed off at the Xbox conference, or at least another game, was Prey. And then parentheses I have here, who cares, give us Bounty Hunter Prey 2. And for those of you who don't know what I'm referring to, it was basically the original premise of Prey 2 was going to be that you were a police officer who was on a plane that got abducted by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You ended up on this world that was kind of like Coruscant from Star Wars, and then you become a bounty hunter, which that sounds awesome.
Any game where you get to be a bounty hunter is fine by me.
That's fair. So that's really cool. It is kind of disappointing, to me at least, that that's not what we got. It's kind of more now a psychological thriller type of thing. Once again, it's
which
just called
Prey. Still, it could still be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll be good. It's just, it's being made by Bethesda, and they're a quality developer. So yeah, the next game is Hideo Kojima's Death Stranding. Do you know who Hideo Kojima is?
Metal Gear.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's mainly what he's known for, is Metal Gear. Yeah, yeah. The guy that parted ways, I guess, is the way you could say it politely. With Konami. PS4, or at least Sony, now has like a, I guess, a partnership with him. And they revealed him in an awesome way. Like, there was this, the way that the stage was, it was like the stage itself was like a big screen. So when he was walking down, they had like little white blocks forming where he was stepping. And they had the Mad Max Fury Road soundtrack playing, which was actually his favorite movie of last year. The game stars Norman Reedus. There's like a little baby in it. Is there on like a beach that's like black? It has a bunch of goo stuff. It's really weird.
Kind of like Prometheus.
Yeah, it did. You know, it gave off a, you know, the beginning of Prometheus where it shows like the creation of life from blah blah blah.
Yeah.
It had a, actually that's kind. I didn't think it was Prometheus, but I was like, it looks a lot like Prometheus.
But it gives off that vibe.
Yeah, there were like some guys in the sky, naked guy in the sky. There were some naked guys in the sky. No, really, at least they looked naked.
Okay.
And then the game's called Death Stranding. We don't really know anything else besides the fact that Norman Reedus is in it. So that's pretty cool. Now, for my favorite E3 reveal, Spider-Man.
Oh, that's right.
You heard about this, right?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Oh, so good. So good. It came out of nowhere. The rumor was that Sucker Punch was making the game. And for those of you who don't know, they were the developers who made Infamous, which are really good games. Superhero games. Well, kind of superhero.
Basically.
Superpowers.
Yeah.
But the fact that Insomniac's making it, I'm pretty excited. Because they made Sunset Overdrive, Spyro, Ratchet & Clank. So if they can incorporate all three of those things together, it sounds good to me. It's not connected to the movies. The new suit
which I think
cool.
is good.
Yeah, the new suit looks cool. I couldn't tell if what they showed was gameplay. It looked like some of it might have been.
Some of it was definitely gameplay. Some of it looked a little too fancy to be gameplay.
Right. Maybe it's cutscenes. I don't know.
Yeah.
They haven't even released a title for it.
We don't even know the name.
Pretty far away. It is PS4 exclusive. I'm really excited to see what they do with it. It's going to be an older Spider-Man.
It could be their answer to Arkham Knight, essentially.
That's what I think it is. This is the Arkham series. Marvel's finally being like, okay, we don't really have any good video games. DC has Injustice and Batman. That's really about it. So Marvel needs to step it up. Marvel's leading in movies. DC's leading in games. And kind of, well, comics.
Like animated movies?
Yeah, animated movies as well. So that was all the game news for the week. So to kind of actually backtrack a little, I just forgot something that, as far as movie news goes, every week we're actually going to discuss what's coming out this weekend. So this week, we're going to talk about Finding Dory. So
yes,
I'm super excited. I'm going to take us to see it tomorrow. Did you know?
Think I was invited.
I'm going with my family, man. What do you want from me?
Well, you could invite me.
My mom is the one who told me to. I mean, I decided to go on my own. I'm an independent man. My mom did not tell me to go. Fact. So that's coming out this weekend, and so is the Kevin Hart, Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie, Central Intelligence.
I mean, that doesn't look bad. Like,
it looks okay.
It could be funny.
Maybe. I
like those two people.
I like The Rock. Kevin Hart is one of those guys. I like his stand-up, but his shtick in movies, like the, oh, I get it, I'm lame, oh, I scream a lot, it's not funny to me. I don't know. My thing
is, it's good
is,
chemistry, though, I feel like, between the two of them.
That's fair. Yeah, The Rock has chemistry with anybody he's on screen with, though,
true.
To be fair.
He is chemistry.
Yeah, he is chemistry. So that's pretty cool. Finding Dory, though. I think that's the main thing. It is sitting at like a 92, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes, which is really good. because a lot of people
were worried. It probably deserves it, I mean.
A lot of people were worried it was going to go the Monsters University route, or it was going to be, it was good. It wasn't great, it was okay. Obviously not as good as the first one. Apparently this isn't as good as Finding Nemo, but that's not, I mean, that's
Finding Nemo was fantastic. I mean,
that's, yeah, that's not necessarily a negative. So are you excited for Finding Dory?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I loved the first one as a kid. Like, I don't have tickets yet, but I need to get on that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you should have gone with me, Ryan. I invited you.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
We'll go with that.
Hey, check your email. I emailed you. I sent you a page.
No one uses email.
Check your pager, man. Hey, look, it's just Nathan invite. I don't even know how pagers work, I'll be honest with you.
I don't know either.
It's, like, what's a pager? They're from, like, the 1800s. What do I know? So, anyway, that's pretty cool. I'm excited to see it. I will be honest, when the first trailer came out, I was kind of like, this looks like the same movie.
Yeah, I was worried at first.
The animation didn't really look that great either. Like, it looked good, but not, you know, it didn't look up to Pixar standards.
Which are pretty high.
However, apparently that's actually not true. Apparently it's really good, the humor's good, the characters are good, the music's good. Good. I've heard that I need to be ready to cry as I do.
I mean, it is a Pixar movie.
I cry and all, like, Inside Out. Yeah. I bawled.
Up.
Yeah. Hey, do you like Inside Out, Ryan?
I really like Inside Out,
yeah,
yes.
I bet you do.
No one invited me to go see it.
Hey, what was your favorite part?
Probably the beginning.
Yeah, what happened?
Where they run from the boulder.
That, wait a minute. That's, is that from, that's Star Wars. That's Star Wars, Ryan.
That's from Back to the Future, where they run from the boulder.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Where they ran away from the boulder. So that's all we have as far as news goes. So mm-hmm. Now we are going to move on to the next portion of our show. Ryan, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the guest topic of the week.
All right, so it's time for our very famous segment. Everybody loves this segment.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Literally everyone.
Literally everyone. Okay, it is time for our segment, guest topic of the week. So, Ryan, what is the guest topic of the week?
So, I have something specific in mind, but basically, movies with wasted potential. Movies or franchises.
Yeah, so these are movies that had so much potential.
Yes.
There were so many things going right for them, whether it be prior universe, the cast, all different types of things.
Source material.
Right. And they just fell flat. Or they just didn't pan out.
They didn't achieve, yeah.
They didn't achieve what they should have.
Exactly.
Right, so would you like to get us started?
Yes, I would. So we mentioned it a little bit earlier, but the Transformers franchise, like all of those movies, the first one was good. I enjoyed it, but all of them could have been so much better. Second one was a huge disappointment. Third one was okay, but kind of out of left field. I mean...
And then the fourth one happened.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about
three
the fourth
hours
one.
Of crap.
Just yeah.
Crap. The movie... Yeah, I 100% agree. You and I are both big fans of Transformers. You actually...
We are.
More so.
I think I'm a bigger fan, yeah.
I think you are. You know a lot more about the lore than I do. There's so much potential.
Exactly.
So many cool characters and stuff. But for some reason, Michael Bay is like, hey, let's make these movies about the humans. Who cares about the robots, am I right?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, they're about to make a fifth movie, and never once have they brought in Unicron or Primus. Optimus Prime has a brother called Ultra Magnus. Never brought him in either. Like, there's so many Transformers, so many story arcs they could pursue, and they've totally ignored them.
Story? Transformers movie? Michael Bay laughs.
You must
in your
be
face.
Jesting.
He throws money in your face and laughs. I completely agree. I remember seeing the first one with you. We sat in a theater.
Yes.
I remember the first 5 minutes. The helicopter shows up at
blackout.
The military. Yeah. He shows up at the military base, and I just turned to you after that scene was over. I just went, this movie is already incredible. Because we were how old?
I mean, you were 13 when you saw Revenge of the Fallen, so you were even younger.
So it came out, what, 3 years before that, two?
Yeah, like
2007. So that would have been 2 years. So I was 11. So
yeah.
11-year-old boy sitting there just watching monsters, or not monsters, Transformers.
Essentially.
Yeah, essentially. Transformers beat the snot of each
and
other.
And just blow up that entire base. It was great.
And then the second movie happened.
The scrotum and the twins and stuff that didn't
make sense. Just so that's not taken out of context, when he says the scrotum, he's specifically talking about is there's a Transformer with, pardon the phrase, with two giant wrecking balls for a scrotum, and a character literally says, I'm directly under the enemy scrotum. Man, that's just that's quality writing.
Like, that was supposed to be a moment where, like, seven Decepticons form together to become, like, this giant force, and instead they eat a bunch of bricks and are made, like, a joke.
Yeah, it's so stupid. The movie's terrible. Yeah. I mean, it blew my mind when I was a kid. I mean, obviously I saw it seven times.
I'm still disappointed in you for that.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it. Yeah, the movie at the time, for me, was cool. But then, you know, I started thinking as a rational human and stuff, and I went, wait a minute, this is terrible. I will say, I don't necessarily blame it all on Michael Bay and the production team. I do blame a lot of it. A lot of it is because, at least as far as a lot of the story inconsistencies go, as far as Decepticons dying in the movie and coming back.
Long haul.
Yeah. Well, there's a part in the movie where they go resurrect Megatron, and one of the there's six Transformers that go down. There's five that go down. One of them dies to bring back Megatron, and then five of them go back up, but then the submarine guys are like, oh, there's six coming back up. It's like, you can't even count. It's like, what is five minus one, Michael Bay? It's not five. And then you don't add one to make a six. That's not how it works. Oh, goodness. And then the third one. Third one was better.
Yeah.
But still not great.
Still focused too much on the humans.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf's not the best in the world. Although, I mean, I don't blame it on him, though. I think it's a lot of it's the writing and direction, unfortunately. Like, he's really good in Fury. Have you seen Fury?
I have not. I mean, he's good in, like, Disturbia.
Yeah, that's true. He's. I think he's a really talented guy. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
Any actor, I think... Well, not any, but most actors under the right director and given the right script can be good. Like, Hayden Christensen, he's... I genuinely think he's a talented actor. It's just the fact that I don't think George Lucas knows how to direct actors.
Well, the prequels were also something you wanted to talk about.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get to that in a second. and then Transformers 4. I would say that had great potential. You know, it did, because it had Dinobots.
Well, like, the beginning of it was really interesting. The whole conspiracy about the government helping lock down, hunt the Autobots, like, that was cool.
It had Dinobots, and the movie didn't even have them until the last 15 minutes.
If that.
So cool. And they didn't do anything.
At the end of the movie, they just, like, walk away.
So those are the Transformers movies. Very disappointing. I'm so excited for the fifth one, aren't you, Ryan?
Merlin, Excalibur.
Yeah. So my first thing for movies that had the most wasted potential was The Purge. And The Purge concept is really cool. For those of you who don't know, the idea is that the government allows one night a year... for all crimes to be legal, including murder.
To quote, purge.
Yeah, it's a purge.
Yeah.
Yeah. The concept is cool. The first movie, however, was more of just like a thriller in a house kind of movie. The second movie was more of what I wanted.
I like the second one.
Second one's alright. Third one looks pretty cool too. But I just like Frank Grillo. Even though he was from the first one. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think he was only in the second.
I honestly don't remember. So that's a waste of potential for me. Another one I have is, and I know that you feel the same way, Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I kind of, this is beating a dead horse between you and I, because I talk about this movie often.
We agree.
There's a lot of people who listen to this that are rolling their eyes right now, because like, oh great, he's talking about Iron Man 3 again. I'm telling you, man, this movie had so much potential to be great, and in my opinion, it wasn't. It was, especially Ben Kingsley as the Mandarin, just, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was terrible, the bad kind of plot twist.
So for those of you who don't know, spoilers, I guess. In Iron Man 3, he's supposed to be the Mandarin, which is basically the Joker. Like, the Joker is to Batman as the Mandarin is to Iron Man. And in the movie, they reveal halfway through he's actually not the real Mandarin. He's just an actor.
Just some guy.
Yeah, just a guy, which is just, what? That's like if in The Dark Knight, halfway through, Heath Ledger came out, he's like, oh, I'm actually not the Joker. It was some other guy that looks nothing like him, or acts nothing like him. And I think it had so much potential, because they, I don't know, they've already introduced magic into the world, and introduced science fiction stuff. Well, I don't know, people have said, oh, you can't do the Mandarin's, like, rings or whatever. Why not?
I mean, Doctor Strange is about to come out, like, there is magic in the
if
MCU.
If people can accept that, although I guess, to be fair, the Mandarin originally was kind of an Asian stereotype, and that's kind of frowned upon a little.
But, I mean, you can still do the Mandarin and not do
this
weird plot twist
thing. Well, Ben Kingsley's not Asian,
that I know of. No, he's not.
Yeah. So that's one for me. Do you have another one, Ryan?
So, I like this movie. Like, I actually enjoy it. But Amazing Spider-Man 2, I don't hate it nearly as much as some people do. But, I mean, we could have had, like, a Sinister Six spinoff, which we didn't get. There could have been a more cohesive story. The Green Goblin plotline wasn't that great, to say the least.
That's an understatement.
To be polite.
Yeah, I completely agree. As somebody who loves Spider-Man, I love Spider-Man. When I saw the movie, I was like, oh, this movie's great. It's not great. It's all right. I watched it a few weeks ago. There are definitely problems with it. It kind of does what a lot of movies are kind of trying to do these days, and it's trying to stuff too much into one movie, and it's also trying to be a preview for another movie, which is...
Movies that aren't going to happen now.
Yeah. Which, by the way, trying to be a preview for another movie is something we're going to talk about later. Hint, hint. It was just disappointing. I like Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, although now that I've seen Tom Holland, I've drank the Kool-Aid. I now see why people didn't like Andrew Garfield as much. I like his love and respect of the character, but I definitely agree that, like, Rhino was terrible.
I mean, he wasn't that bad. Like, I enjoyed it.
I am the Rhino! Oh, so bad.
It's Spider-Man. Like, some of that is... just Spider-Man's so silliness. Terrible.
Like, he's I get you, I kill you, I destroy you. It's so bad. Oh, he was like a cartoon character, but not in a good
way.
That
suit looked awesome, though. Once the head kind of went down and it wasn't awkward, it looked cool.
It was a little... it was a big metal rhino, which...
That's what he is.
Yeah, but I wish they kind of went more Ultimate Spider-Man, which... You can do mechanized rhino and just have it be, like, on two legs.
Massive.
Yeah, why do you need... I don't know. It's whatever. There's a couple of things in the movie I thought they did right. Gwen Stacy's death, even though it was a bit shoehorned. Oh, spoilers.
Well, the whole romance between Gwen and Peter, like, I thought it went really well.
I agree.
Like, I believed it.
I like the two of them a lot. They're definitely the two strongest points. But however, when there's light, there's also dark. Aunt May. Why do we need to know that she's...
80-year-old Aunt May.
Okay, even when I saw the movie, why do we need to cut to her in a hospital being a nurse? What does that have to do with anything? Answer, it doesn't have to do with anything. It's just, oh, look, she's doing something. I feel like tonally the movie's really inconsistent. Like, throughout, it's like, oh, serious, oh, dramatic, oh, like, it's like, oh, funny, huh? But not really. The movie just doesn't, I don't think it knew exactly what it wanted to be, and I do blame Sony for that.
It focused too much on being a prequel for future movies, or, you know.
Yeah, it was Sinister too Six. Worried about setting up a universe instead of being a good movie first.
Yeah.
Which, once again, is something else we'll get to in a little bit.
Hint, hint.
The next one is something you and I both love very much, and that would be the Star Wars movies. The original trilogy, not really. No. The Star Wars prequels.
Yeah.
The prequels. Oh, man.
There's so much that could be said about these.
So much. I mean, what hasn't been said? I mean, really, all we can say is that there's just so much going for it. The original trilogy is arguably the greatest film trilogy of all time. Arguably. Arguably.
Yeah.
I mean, Lord of the Rings, I would say Godfather, but the third one's in... I finally saw this, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Quite good. Very, very, very good.
Nice.
So the Star Wars prequels, great universe set up, so much potential. Darth Vader, one of the coolest characters in film history, although I'd argue... didn't really need to see his backstory, at least in a way that I think Obi-Wan...
I mean, I kind of wanted to.
Obi-Wan Kenobi should have been the main character of those movies, in my opinion.
Yes.
And have Anakin be a side character. It just would have been a lot more impactful, in my opinion. I don't know. Once again, there's so much to say that has already been said.
Well, like, my thing is, every single movie introduced a lot of things that I really liked. I mean, like, General Grievous, all of the, like, the clone... both their gear, the vehicles, like, so many cool imaginative things. The planets, but then the things that actually happened on those planets and in those contexts...
Terrible.
Were kind of...
Terrible.
Yeah, lame.
I like the third one, though. I actually enjoy Revenge of the Sith, for the most
part. Revenge of the Sith's pretty good,
yeah. There are still some really bad parts, and I think a lot of that just, unfortunately, stems from George Lucas just doesn't know... George Lucas is a very good storyteller, but he doesn't know how to direct actors... I don't think he's very good at getting good performances out of the people he's working with.
He was surrounded by yes men, I think.
I agree.
More or less.
Like, people that just stood around and were like, that sounds great, George. I mean, if you go back and watch the making of The Phantom Menace, there were many moments where he would talk about things and you see people just like look at him like narrow-eyed.
Jar Jar is the key to all of this.
Literally what he says. I can't even believe it because that is, I hate Jar Jar Binks so much and how anybody could look at that and say, this is good. I don't understand. Now, he did listen and tone him down in the second and third one, although he did introduce, he subtly did this. Jar Jar Binks is the reason the Emperor got into power. Like, he's the one that granted the...
In the big Senate.
Yeah, he granted the rights to him to continue on in his
thing. Wartime powers or something.
Oh my gosh. Like, really? Oh, great. Jar Jar is the key to everything. Yeah, he's the key to all of this. As in, he's the key to the destruction of Alderaan. The
downfall of the universe.
Yes, basically. Man. I will also say, there are good versions of the prequels out there. If you go on YouTube and you look up... Star Wars...
The anti-cheese edits.
The anti-cheese edits.
They're actually pretty great.
If you look those up, I told you about those and you watched them.
Oh, yeah.
They're good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Attack of the Clones is watchable.
Attack of the Clones is actually really interesting.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, this is good. Which, once again, I think that the outline for the movie is really good. Like, if you were to
A lot of potential.
If you were to take each prequel and just make, like, a paragraph about it, it'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Like, so good. But the problem is, it's everything in between that's not so good. So yeah, that's the Star Wars prequels. The next is Avatar The Last Airbender. Once again, I feel like everything to be said about this movie has already been said.
I haven't even seen that movie, but there's a reason for that.
Have you seen the show?
Like a little bit.
Great show. Terrible. Terrible. Terrible movie. I mean, there was so much you could have done right. And I honestly don't understand.
Isn't the Rotten Tomatoes score like less than 10% or something?
I think so. It's I believe so. I don't get how anybody could give that movie a positive review. The effects aren't even good. They got the character names wrong. Are you kidding me? You can't even say that correctly. Ong? Really? That's... Oh my gosh. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong is not the greatest director these days, unfortunately, which is kind of
lost his mojo.
Absolutely, he lost it. That's a good way to put it. Because Sixth Sense, Signs, Unbreakable,
those are fantastic.
Great. Those are great, and then everything else is not so much. Although I will say, Signs is great until the ending.
Well, yeah,
the ending is this is water. Why would they even come to Earth? Do they do no research?
Our planet is 70% water, right? Like,
oh yeah, so stupid. But anyway, so. That movie was just... There's so much you could do with the universe, and they didn't even get the bending right. Like, they had a scene where there was five guys doing earth bending, and they all did, like, this... Whoa, yeah, 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 and then, like, a little pebble goes up into the air. I did not make that up. That is a real thing that happens in the movie. Yeah, you're just gonna be look like...
That's like, really?
You're kidding. No, really. And, the movie's just trash. The only good part about that movie, I will say, is actually the music. The music's quite good. Okay. Everything else... Have you ever seen the teaser trailer for that movie?
Yeah, actually,
the teaser trailer is great.
It looks really good.
It shows Aang, because that's his name, in, like, a cave doing, like, airbending stuff, and then you see him, like, shoot air
out of all the Fire Nation ships around. Yeah,
like, there's people climbing up on ropes after him, and it zooms out, and you see, a legion of Fire Nation ships shooting fireballs at the cave that he's in. So cool. Once again, so much potential. Failed miserably, just on its face, the movie's crap. So, do you have any more, Ryan?
Well, another one that it's kind of beating a dead horse, but no. Batman v Superman.
A lot of people just went, oh no, here we go.
We're not going to say too much.
I will say a lot. I will say my piece. I'll start out by saying that this movie, the two most popular superheroes of all time,
mm-hmm.
Batman and Superman. Like, you could take them into any foreign country, show a picture of Batman or Superman. It's just the symbol. And people are like, that's Batman, that's Superman. They might say it in level language.
These are beloved characters.
Right. And I think the problem is that with Batman v Superman, they, unlike Marvel, the DC Universe, I should say, they don't have somebody in charge. They do now. Now they have Geoff Johns kind of leading the charge. Before, it was Zack Snyder, which, look... I will once again try not to beat a dead horse. Zack Snyder is a very good visual director. Story? Nope. His original stuff is not good. He's very good at adapting things, which it seems like he tried to adapt Dark Knight Returns, kind of.
In a way, yeah.
But, I mean, in my opinion, that comic's... This is where everybody's going to go, I don't think that comic's that great. I'm sorry.
Oh, he said it. He said it.
It's just my opinion. I don't think it's that great. I think that the movie... Superman. They didn't get Superman right. How don't you get Superman right? If you're making... Oh, my goodness.
Well, because Man of Steel is what they had to work with to build up.
Oh, Ryan, you're putting out more opinions. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Here we go. Opinions. Opinions.
Uh-oh.
I will say, I do enjoy Man of Steel. I don't love it. I don't hate it. It's like... It's all right. Like, if I would give it a score, it'd be like a 7 out of 10.
That's interesting.
Which is, like, okay. That's, for me, that's all right. Although, the...
Some of the criticisms of Batman v Superman are the same we had for Amazing Spider-Man 2, where just a little too much universe building, too many things happening at once.
There was a lot of things that they introduced that it's like, why did you need that? There was a lot of unnecessary scenes. Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor was the worst.
He was such... I didn't hate him that much.
I hated him.
He was okay.
He literally intimidates somebody by putting a Jolly Rancher in his mouth.
I don't really know why he did that. Because that scene didn't need to happen.
Yeah. You could say that about a lot of scenes.
Well.
Like the whole, it opens in, where does it open? In like Africa? The scene where it opens in the beginning where they find the kryptonite. Why did you need that?
Well, I was okay with that. Like, that made sense.
But why?
Like, finding the big kryptonite stone.
There was a lot of things that were underexplained. There was a lot of things that were overexplained.
Too many random, like, flashbacks and dreams within dreams.
Lois Lane is pointless in the movie. Like, the Flash shows up. Well, spoilers. There's a scene where the Flash comes through, like, time. I guess. And he's like, Lois is the key. She's the key. Unless they're hinting at something earlier in the movie, they got their own stuff wrong within the same movie. Because later, Martha gets captured. Triggered. And she's like the reason, apparently, why he would go mad or whatever. Because Batman wouldn't let Superman save her. Oh my gosh, that movie. I just can't believe. There's just so many things wrong with this movie. There is good stuff.
Well, the reason we critique it so much is because we like love it so much. We want it to be something great,
right?
But instead,
yeah. I mean, I'm a big lover of comic books, mm-hmm. and I don't want these movies to fail. Why would I want to hate a movie? I don't hate Batman v Superman. I think it's okay. Batman v Superman, like I said, Man of Steel, I give like a 7. I give Batman v Superman like a 6, borderline 5. Like they were just because half of the movie I was like, that's good. I mean, Batman kills people. And anybody that tries to tell me any different, watch the movie again. He murders people.
I don't know about that.
Murder.
I don't know.
Are you telling me when he's in that Batmobile and he's shooting those guys with the
guns?
Those
are rubber bullets.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Whatever you say. That's like a Batman the Arkham games. I saw a funny comic where it's like, hey, Lucius, thanks for loading up my Batmobile with those rubber bullets. And he's like, rubber bullets? Those are rubber bullets. And he goes, what have I done? I've killed all those people. And I can't help but feel like maybe the same thing happened in this movie. It was just a big disappointment. Ben Affleck was good, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for Solo Batman.
Minus the murder.
I'm excited for Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Although, there's been some stuff about that that's kind of...
True.
Interesting. Now, once again, this is a little bit of movie news. I don't know if this is true, but apparently, for Suicide Squad, the director had the cast fist fight?
And there were, like, counselors there to help them work through things.
This sounds weird. Like, Jared Leto would give people, like, dead rats and stuff.
I don't know if that's healthy.
It's not. You know, there's method acting, and then there's, you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
Like, you're a straight up out of your mind. Yeah, I'm really interested to see where they take the DC Universe from now on.
I hope it gets better.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm very sadly not super excited for Justice League because Zack Snyder's on the helm. And I just don't think he can work stuff in correctly. I don't think he understands superheroes. He's come out and said that the reason why Batman and Superman barely even talk in the movie is because he doesn't think people can take them seriously. He's like, oh, it's silly because there are two guys in costumes talking to each other. I'm like, really?
What?
You made Watchmen. That's silly.
Sillier.
You want a naked blue guy talking about this tough stuff, and people took it seriously. I just don't understand. I mean, Batman and Superman barely even fought in the movie.
It was like one scene.
Yeah, they fought.
And
for like
the reason
5 minutes.
Stop is because of their moms having the same name.
Well, yeah, which is oh my goodness, somebody wrote that. I can't believe. Anyway, just once again, not to beat a dead horse, but I definitely think most people would agree that the movie is not as good as it could have been. Regardless yes. of if you liked it or didn't like it, I think almost everyone can agree, disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the next thing I have is Indiana Jones 4. What do you think of this movie, Ryan?
Okay, even if I had seen the first three Indiana Jones movies, I probably would not have seen this one. I would have saved myself however much the movie ticket costs, stayed home.
No, it came out in like 2008, so you wouldn't have been paying for the ticket. You would have been a kid.
Okay, true.
Yeah, I saw it with my dad, a friend of ours, and my brother, and my grandpa. And at the time, I really enjoyed it, because once again, I'm a stupid kid. This was a year before Revenge of the Fallen came out. This should tell you what...
How many times have you seen Crystal Skull, Nathan?
I don't know.
Okay.
In theaters once.
All right.
And I didn't see it again for years later. And then I will argue the first 10 minutes of that movie is actually pretty good. Like, when they're in Area 51, it's after they leave. It's pretty much as soon as Shia LaBeouf shows up. Shia LaBeouf. That the movie just is whatever.
CGI monkeys? And your favorite scene?
Oh, yeah, the best. No, my favorite is the nuke scene, man. The nuke scene.
Hey, those fridges are indestructible.
Apparently. Yeah, I think it makes people kind of wary about Indiana Jones 5. Although, once again, I would say that I think a lot of the reasons why Indiana Jones 4 didn't work is because of George Lucas.
Yeah.
And since he's not really doing stuff with that anymore, now that Steven Spielberg is kind of at the helm again, although, I mean, he was directing Indiana Jones 4... But the reason
there's also like studio influence,
right? And now that Kathleen Kennedy, the head of Lucasfilm, who is brilliant, is in charge of all this stuff, I think that it'll be fine. Indiana Jones 5, at least.
Yeah.
Although Harrison Ford is really old. So
how many more of these do they plan on making?
Apparently, like another one after this. I think.
Really.
Which is.
I mean, he's getting like you said, pretty old.
Yeah. So Indiana Jones 4, definitely disappointing. And for our last one, this is something that you and I both have a lot to say on. Spider-Man 3.
Triggered.
Would you like to start us off, Ryan?
So, first of all, I love Venom. I love him so much. He's, like, basically my favorite comic book villain, favorite Spider-Man villain. Great character. Really interesting. And they just... They did it so wrong. He didn't look like Venom. He wasn't in the movie enough because of Sandman and Green Goblin Jr. I mean... Like, if you're going to have a movie with Venom in it, he should be the only villain.
Okay.
Spider-Man and Venom.
Venom aside, even if you took Venom out, it still wouldn't be good.
Well, I mean, yes, that is true.
Dancing Peter.
Oh, what? I try to block that memory from my mind. I think I erased that.
Oh, so good. Have you seen the video on YouTube of him dancing down the street with no music?
I bet it's hilarious.
So funny. Oh, my goodness. He's just like, yeah. He's like, when he does like the finger point, he goes, whoosh.
Like, I can't believe somebody thought that was a good idea to have in the movie.
I think that Sam Raimi made the movie bad on purpose because they forced him to have Venom. He's like, fine, if you're going to force me to do Venom, I'm going to make a bad movie on purpose. Cause,
I mean, it worked.
It worked. There's so many bad things in the movie. Like, Sandman being...
The guy who killed Uncle Ben.
Just
or
what?
One of them.
Why? Yeah. Why do everything need to be connected to each other? Just have him be a villain.
Well, as great as Sandman was in that movie, why did he need to be in it? Like... You already had the Goblin storyline set up from the second movie, and you were going to introduce the symbiote. Like, you don't need Sandman to join that.
I think the reason why most people were disappointed by the movie was because of the success of 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I think, arguably, they're two of the greatest comic movies ever made.
Especially in that time zone where there wasn't a lot to work with.
I mean, Spider-Man... I mean, you could argue X-Men kind of did, but I think Spider-Man is what really launched... The original Spider-Man was what really launched comic movies into the mainstream. People were like, wait, superheroes are cool. Like, the first Spider-Man is so good.
It is.
I think the second one is, too. I know some people that don't like it. I don't understand you.
You like the second one more than the first, right? I always hear you talk about the second when we talk about the trilogy.
Here's the thing. I don't know. Because I like Doc Ock a lot in the second one. But I think I like the story in the first one. I don't know. I love both of them.
You have a picture of Doc Ock over your bed.
That is true, I do. That sounds kind of weird. But, I think that the first one I'm just more nostalgic for.
Okay.
Whenever I watch it, it just takes me back to when I was a kid, because I saw that movie when I was really, really young. Because that came out in 2002, and my parents didn't let me see it in the theater just because of the Green Goblin scene at the end.
Yeah.
When he gets impaled and, like, is beating the snot out of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
But I did see the second one in theaters with my dad, and I remember loving it. And
that was one of the first comic book movies I ever saw, was Spider-Man 1.
Really?
Yeah.
So good. Those movies are so good. The soundtrack is great. Cast is great. Well, for the most part.
I believe him as Peter Parker. Like, he's nerdy.
As Spider-Man, I think Tobey Maguire is a very good 60s Spider-Man.
Yes.
I think he... But not in, like, the cartoon, which is...
That's a different podcast for a different day. If we ever do, like, a
Guilty Pleasure TV show thing, you're coming on. We're going
to
talk about
60s Spider-Man. We need to do that, yes.
That show, man.
That's going to be fun.
Anyway, so I think that the reason why Spider-Man 3 just didn't pan out is, once again, I think they just tried to stuff too much into it. And I think they couldn't focus on one thing. And when you do that, you lose the audience. I mean, minus the fact that a lot of the stuff that did happen was terrible. I mean, there is one scene that nobody talks about, at least that I've seen, that I think is hilarious. There's a scene where Mary Jane calls Harry, and he has lost his memory, and he's painting a picture.
Yeah, I remember that.
With his hand behind his back, like arched that. Over. I don't know what it is. That scene's so funny. He's like, oh, yeah, it's the painting. Oh,
and he, like, catches a vase that falls, and he's like, whoa, did you see that, Peter?
Still got the moves. That's what Peter says. Yeah, not very good. That movie's just... The writing is just not good, I think, as well. Like, the dialogue is not what it was. Although, there was some pretty bad dialogue in the first two. Like,
I mean,
in the first one, it's you who's out, Gobby. Out of your mind. Oh, man. Great Spider-Man banter.
End of the second movie, when he has his mask off on the train, we won't tell anyone your identity, Spider-Man.
Bullcrap.
So, yeah, you will.
Yes, you will. Somebody took a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of liars. And there's no way... I actually wish there was a scene at the end where he's just walking in the street and somebody looks at him, just, like, points at him, so, hey.
You stole that guy's pizza.
I hope he comes back.
I love that guy.
Okay, we will be remiss to not talk about J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson. If there's one thing they did right in the third movie,
really right.
In all of them, J. Jonah Jameson is, in my opinion, the most perfectly cast comic book character of all time in any movie. J.K. Simmons is so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
When I read Spider-Man comics, I read it in his voice.
Crap. Mega crap.
I give it 300 books roll. My favorite line in the third one is his assistant, I don't remember his name, but it's actually Sam Raimi's brother, the director, comes in. He's like, does anybody care what I want? I care. Shut up. Get out. He's so funny. But
great
that is,
casting.
Unfortunately, probably... the only thing that I love in Spider-Man 3, minus the CGI on Sandman. I think that the creation of Sandman, like the scene where he comes up out of the sand, is really good.
Well, even just his CGI in general, I think is pretty good.
I agree.
Like, for that time, it was really cool to watch.
He still holds up.
Oh, yeah.
There are, like I said, however, just so many bad things in that movie.
It almost should have been two movies. Like, a movie that focused on, like, maybe Sandman and Harry becoming the new Goblin, and then movie 5, you do Venom, I don't know.
You mean 4.
Four.
You skipped it. What's the new one? Did you see the leaked stuff for Spider-Man 4?
No.
Apparently, Mary Jane wasn't going to be in it very much. Anne Hathaway was planned to be Black Cat. Or was it Anne Hathaway? I think. They wanted John Malkovich as the Vulture. They were going to have Mysterio. What's funny was, Mysterio was apparently going to be played by Bruce Campbell. You know who that is, right? You know the wrestling announcer in the first movie?
Oh, yeah.
And he's also in the second movie and the third movie.
Yeah.
In the second movie, he's the guy at Mary Jane's play. And then in the third movie, he's the French waiter. That would have been awesome. Like, he's actually been around Peter the whole time, and he's Mysterio. That would have been so funny.
I would have been okay with, like, them making a couple more movies in that universe.
I'll be honest with you, the one villain I want to see in the new movies the most... besides Venom, eventually, is Mysterio. It'd be so good.
I do like Mysterio.
There's so much potential, especially with special effects that they could do.
Yeah.
He's such a cool character.
I want to see Carnage.
Yes.
Venom and Carnage together.
Yes. So yeah, that's all we have for this week. I'd like to thank my guest Ryan for coming on.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, Ryan. You owe me $5. Anyway, so we like to thank you for checking us out.
Mm-hmm.
You can look us up on listentoursodon.podomatic.com. or facebook.com/listentoursordon't. We hope that you guys like what you heard and that you stick around for the next episode, where we will have an obviously superior guest, no matter who it is.
Wow. I like that. Way to end the episode on a positive note.
You better believe it. That's what people love. Yeah, so thanks a lot, guys, and hope to see you next week. Take care.